WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. You know that feeling when you catch yourself replaying a past moment in your head, wishing you'd said something different or made a different choice? Yeah, we've all been there. We call those moments regrets, and they can be total buzzkills holding us back from living fully in the present. But what if I told you that letting go of those regrets is like unlocking a secret door to freedom and happiness? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Think about it. Every single one of our experiences, good or bad, has shaped who we are today. But dwelling on the past, on those things we wish we could change, doesn't actually change anything. It's like trying to push a boulder uphill with your bare hands, exhausting and ultimately futile. Today, we're going to explore some powerful stoic wisdom that can help us detach from those regrets and reclaim our power in the present moment. First things first. Acknowledge those regrets. Don't try to sweep them under the rug or pretend they don't exist. That's like ignoring a leaky faucet, it's only going to get worse over time. Instead, give yourself permission to feel those feelings of regret, sadness, or even anger. Allow yourself to process them without judgment. Remember, those emotions are valid, but they don't have to control you. Next, shift your perspective. Think about it this way. Every mistake, every misstep is a learning opportunity. It's a chance to grow, evolve, and become wiser. Instead of viewing your regrets as failures, see them as stepping stones on your journey. They've taught you valuable lessons that have shaped the person you are today. Now, let's talk about control. Remember that Stoic principle. We can only control our own thoughts and actions. What happened in the past is beyond our control. We can't change it, no matter how hard we try. So, instead of wasting energy on things we can't control, focus your attention on what you can influence your present moment. This brings us to another crucial point. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness that you would offer a close friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has regrets. It's part of being human. Remember, you're worthy of love and acceptance, even with your imperfections. Lastly, don't be afraid to move forward. Let go of those old burdens and embrace the possibilities that lie ahead. You have the power to create a fulfilling future, one filled with joy, purpose, and meaning. Don't let regrets hold you back from living your best life. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut, replaying past events over and over again? Picture this. You're at a party, surrounded by friends, laughing, and having a great time. But then, suddenly, your mind drifts back to that awkward moment earlier when you tripped and spilled your drink all over yourself. You start feeling self-conscious and embarrassed, even though everyone else seems oblivious. This is exactly what those pesky regrets can do. They can hijack our present moments and steal our joy. But what if I told you that you don't have to be a prisoner of your past? Imagine this. You're at the same party, but this time, instead of dwelling on that embarrassing spill, you focus on the laughter, the music, and the genuine connections you're making with people. You let go of that regret and fully embrace the present moment. That's the power of mindful living. It allows us to break free from the chains of the past and experience life to the fullest. So, how do we actually put these principles into practice? Well, it starts with small steps. When you catch yourself dwelling on a regret, gently acknowledge the feeling and then redirect your attention to something positive in your present moment. Maybe it's the warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your favorite coffee, or the sound of your loved one's laughter. Remember, letting go of regrets isn't about forgetting the past or pretending it didn't happen. It's about learning from our experiences and choosing to focus on what we can control: our thoughts, our actions, and our attitude towards life. It's about embracing the present moment with gratitude and intention. Today's mind training session is all about letting go of those regrets and stepping into your power. Remember, you are worthy of happiness, love, and fulfillment. Don't let the past hold you back from living your best life. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, release those old burdens, and move forward with courage and confidence. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words of wisdom. Together, let's create a world where regret is replaced by resilience, growth, and an unwavering belief in the power of today. Until next time, keep training your mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.